Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to, or hopefully welcome back to, the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. It is Wednesday, October 19th, 2022. I am your host, Matt, and I'm here as I am every week, well, except last week, with America's favorite handicapper, none other than Uncle Damn Steve. Uncle Steve, happy Vegas Eve, brother. How you doing?
We're doing great, Matty. Vegas week's always a good week. Trying to get above 500 here.
Yeah, you're closer than I am. That's all I have to say. Speaking of Vegas, Steve and I are in the Circa Millions football contest. I believe we are not on fire. I think we could call that we're stinking up the place. I think we've gone 1-4 2 weeks in a row, and we are sitting like way down the list, right?
Year to date, we're 34-03 out of 4,681 people. For the quarter, we're 35-76.
Yikes.
Our guest picker, our opening one, Jay, they are sitting 98 overall right now.
Really? Wow. All right. So they're at 98.
They're doing a little better than us.
A little better than our 3,570th out of 4,300. Yeah, it's not good. We've hit a couple of bad weeks, so. Well, for our regular listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I get together every Wednesday evening, except last weekend. Last Wednesday, we kick some knowledge around, look at the weekend's NFL college slate, and decide who to go to with. We do our research, do our homework, analyze the trends, coaches, weather, and give you our picks to take to the window. The only issue, as a general rule, we suck at this. And every week, so that you guys don't get bored of my voice, nobody would ever get bored of Uncle Steve's voice, but we bring on guest pickers. And this week, we have our celebrity guest picker once again. Everybody knows this guy as our web developer. I make fun of him. No, I don't make fun of him. I give him props every single week. He is here to give his picks. How we doing, web developer?
Oh, pretty good, fellas. How are we taking it tonight?
Man, I am raring to go, and you are you're going to be in Vegas a day early, right?
Yes, sir.
Good. It will be a good time by all. So let's get into this. You know the deal, because you enter the picks every week on the website. By the way, if you don't know what to do, you don't know how to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, just go to our website, steamingpileofpicks.com, and a web developer enters the stats. You can see who's better, Uncle Steve, Matt, guest pickers, a combination of the two, our tweets, whatever you want to do. Web developer slices and dices the data. You can do what you want with it. But all in all, we stink at this. So here we go. Where are you starting out?
I'm going to start with the Kansas-Baylor game.
Oh, yes.
Kansas started off just a $2 pistol. They kind of fell off when they played Iowa State, but they've scored 73 in their last two games while still losing. I don't think the defense blows it this week for them. They definitely, and there might be a little sprinkle on the money line there.
Wow. All right. Coming in hot with a Kansas cover plus 8. And maybe a little money line. I won't put the money line pick down, but the listeners might want to sprinkle a little. All right, man. Uncle Steve, what's your first pick of tonight?
Well, real quick, I did a check on web developers' picks last year just for the listeners so they know he was 2-4.
So
33%.
He is right in that steaming pile of shit. So, all right, yes. Very good. That's good context. Very good context. Appreciate you doing your homework there.
All
right. How about you?
We're going to kick off. We're going Purdue at Wisconsin. This is 2:30 kick. We got Wisconsin favored by 2.5. The over-under is 52 on this one. Purdue, as we saw last week, their quarterback is a pinpoint accuracy thrower. Very good. Their secondary has a lot of holes in it. Run defense looked pretty good, but that was against a offensive line that could be one of the worst in the country. Their only losses are to Penn State and Syracuse. And both those were one-score losses. Wisconsin offense, not as good as usual. That Graham Mertz or whatever his name is, quarterback, he's on his sixth year and has not shown much improvement. They're getting the ball more to Allen a little bit, so the run game's picked up. There's something going on there. They've got players entering the portal already. Their only wins this year over Illinois State, New Mexico State, and Northwestern. I believe the Husker curse will not happen this week, and Purdue wins this game. But I'll take the 2.5 points.
Taking the point. Not getting greedy on the Purdue money line. Just taking the 2.5.
Not enough value there. Probably going to be a 130 or 125 something.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Yeah, there's a lot going on in the neighboring state of me. Wisconsin. I agree. All right. I'm going to start my picks off with I'm going to go Miami -9 versus Duke. Miami finally got a win last week at Virginia Tech after losing 3 straight games, including in that 3-game skid, a double-digit loss to Middle Tennessee State as a 25-point favorite. That one hurt, as I had a little interest in that one. They've played some bad effing football during that stretch. Duke, on the other hand, not real hot either. They're coming off of 2 straight losses, but at least they've covered one of those 2 games. And they're actually 4-3 on the season against the number. Miami absolutely stinks against the spread. They're tied for the worst team in the nation as one of only 8 teams that only has 1 cover on the season. So when I'm looking at these, I've got a team that's covered 4 times and a team that's covered 1 time. I'm taking the team that's covered 4. I'm going to go with Duke +9. Back up to you, web developer.
So I'm going to go to the Big 12. Stillwater, Oklahoma, to be exact. Oklahoma State against Texas. Quinn Ewers is back again for Texas, and I could have put up some stellar all season if he would have played all season, but I don't see the duration of his college career. I think he goes to the draft. He's been known to transfer schools when he's not playing. But Texas, they're 3rd in the Big Ten right now, and Oklahoma State's 4th. Texas, it's hard to get a read on him because when he's playing, they're a lot better.
They have their moments where
they show that they're pretty equal to your pick in a football game, Matty Ice. Oklahoma
really bad.
Oklahoma State,
they're number 11th team in the country. I don't know how. I don't really see that. Vegas knows. I'm taking the Longhorns -6.5.
Covering that spread on the road, right? That's at Oklahoma State.
Yep.
All right. Got you on that one, Steve. Where are you?
All right, we're going to go out to Oregon. We got the Ducks versus UCLA. It's 2:30 kickoff. 6 and 69.5 is your number here. We got a top 10 matchup here. Both teams coming off a bye week. Since getting blown out, Oregon against Georgia in the home opener, I think, is at Georgia. They've been playing really UCLA started out slow. I was a critic of them myself early. I didn't see it, but after watching them last few weeks, and they've been playing really well also. I think the difference in this game is Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I'm going with UCLA plus six here.
Yeah, that kid can sling the ball.
And he has proven me wrong as well. I was a UCLA non-believer. So let's jump on that wagon, I guess, right?
Right on.
All right. I'm just going to go with, like, a really bad football game, I guess. Central Michigan minus 6.5 at home versus Bowling Green. Bowling Green is a hot damn mess against the spread at 2-5. But guess what? So is Central Michigan. Both teams 2-5 against the spread on the season. When you have two teams that suck overall and suck against the spread, you just have to go with the underdog because that underdog can't suck that bad. So I'm going to go with Bowling Green plus 6.5 somewhere in Michigan, Ypsilanti or something, I think, but. Back up to you, web developer.
I'm going to go to the SEC.
That's probably a better conference. There you go.
I think there's a little bit of football played down there, but I don't.
Yes, thank you.
But going to Tuscaloosa.
Coming off the
loss, I'm not a statistic guy. I'm an eye test guy myself, kind of like someone else on this podcast. Alabama coming off a loss, I would love to see the stats on whether or not they – how often they cover after a loss. They're playing Mississippi State. Tied by 90. I don't even know what the points are. I think they just roll them. No cover.
I like that. That's that – it's an eye test pick, but it's no BS. There you go.
I think Mississippi plays a lot of motion. They had a – linemen pass away this morning. So,
oh, damn, that's no good.
All right,
you're up, Steve.
Let's go. Texas A&M at South Carolina, 6:30 pick. 3.5 and 45. A&M's favorite here. A&M's had a week off to get over the Alabama loss and possibly the worst play call to end the game of all time. They've played a lot tougher schedule. They're getting players back that were hurt, suspended. They had a couple suspended for the first half of the Alabama game for targeting. South Carolina, their wins over Georgia State, Charlotte, South Carolina State, Kentucky without Levis. Spencer Rattler has not improved in 2 years since his breakout freshman year. I'm going A&M minus 3.5 here.
I've only got 3, so I'll give you the hook.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, any day. That's what I'm here for. All right. And by the way, web developer, since 2010 – since 2012, Alabama in their 8 losses are 7-1 against the spread the following week.
I figured it was something absurd. It's not gonna change this week.
There you go. All right, that's what I'm here for, man. Both of you, I'm just here to make you guys happy. All right, I am going to go in my next game with. I'll go over to the SEC. That last game was horrible. But both teams, as opposed to Alabama, these guys are stinky. Missouri is a 14-point favorite at home versus Vanderbilt.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. Vanderbilt's a really bad team.
Unwatchable.
Unwatchable, and I don't know that Missouri's much better. They're both on a three-game skid. Vanderbilt in that three games has been outscored 162-31, hence the unwatchable. Missouri actually hangs around. They hung with Georgia, the best team in the world, and a decent Florida squad. They hung around there and only got beat by 7. Missouri is 4-2 on the season against the number, 2-1 at home. So that's a good stat. But Vanderbilt is 0-3 against the spread in their last 3. So this just seems like really easy money. So I'm going to go with Missouri minus 14 at home against a really shitty football team. All right. Web developer, you're up, man.
We're going to take my talents to the NFL.
Whoa. You might be the first one.
And then we're going to go to Dallas. Lions come to town. I think Pollard and Elliott, that running back duo, might be the most overhyped running back duo in the NFL.
I'd give you that.
There's one that carries the load, and there's one that just kind of hangs around and doesn't do much. And the one that does carry the load just doesn't really produce. So that Lions defensive line and linebacker core is kind of like Swiss cheese against the run. I believe they're last or second to last in the league against the run. But I'm not too worried coming off a bye week. They got Jared Goff, DeAndre Swift, and Jamal Williams in the backfield for Detroit. And it's that sneaky little -7 number in Dallas. And
oh boy,
I'm going to take the Detroit money line.
Money line on the -7 +7. There we go. I love that number and always seems to be that sneaky number where it seems easy and it's usually the complete opposite. I love it, man. I'm sure Uncle Steve loves that too.
I always love the money line.
I always love that. All right, man. Where are you going next?
We're going to TCU versus Kansas State. 3.5, 56.5, this 7 o'clock tilt Saturday night. This game's a matchup of the quarterbacks, I believe. We got Adrian Martinez, who's shown he's a pretty good quarterback when he's got a line and some confidence.
Line helps.
Max Duggan benched for the first game down there, and then ever since then, Sonny Dykes decided that was a bad call. Been playing really well. They're an up-tempo game. Both quarterbacks are a dual threat. Kansas State's got a little bit better running back, I think, and Deuce. I can't remember his last name. I think they're going to try and slow down the game a little bit. Go up-tempo. But I think TC scores early and often here and covers that 3.5.
TCU covering 3.5. I got you, man. Oh, God. I need to, when I send out my picks on Sundays, I need to actually look at, like, what kind of game this is because I've got some shitty games. So, I've got Colorado State -6 at home versus Hawaii. Possibly two of the 5 worst teams in the whole country.
I'm pretty sure you're right. I don't see a change there.
No, absolutely. 2-5 Hawaii versus 1-5 Colorado State. Hawaii has shown a couple of signs of life, putting some points on the board once in a while. But Colorado State has only scored like 70 points in their 7 games. And they've only covered twice. So I don't know how, when a team is averaging like 10 points a game, they're a 6-point favorite. It just doesn't add up, especially if you're playing a team that averages about 19 points. Both teams suck. One's averaging 19, one's averaging 10, and that one's favored. So give me the Fighting Rainbows, and I'm going to stay away from the money line, but I'm sprinkling the shit out of it. Give me the Fighting Rainbows plus 6 and sprinkle that money line all day long.
Well, if my math adds up, 19 and 10 is way below 46.5.
Whoa! Bonus pick right there. Uncle Steve just went unders. 46.5? Mm-hmm. I got you down for it then. I like it. No, that's there's little chance there are many points scored in that game. All right. You got one more for us, web developer, before we go to bed and take off?
One more. So we're going to go to Denver for probably the worst NFL game on the Sunday slate this week. It's the Jets come to town, take on the Broncos. It's a miserable game to watch. It's 38.5, and I believe the Broncos are favored by 1.5. Russell Wilson has, I mean, no other way to sugarcoat this or say it any other way. He's just been flat out disappointing since he rolled into Denver. He hasn't played well. The Broncos stink. And I just think, I can't fathom that they can be favored in any football game. And I don't know how they win any football games. So I'm going to take the Jets plus 1.5 and the under of 38.5, which, yes, I believe that is the lowest of any NFL game this week.
That's a low total, but just a couple of weeks ago, I sat in Denver and watched a 12-9 game. So 38.5 is that was brutal for sure. How about you, Uncle Steve? Where are you going to end the night with?
On Green Bay at Washington. This game, we've got Washington who stinks with Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is out. We've got other owners trying to say it's time for Daniel
to hit the
bricks. Yeah. And Aaron Rodgers is not going to lose 3 games in a row. I'm going Green Bay -5 here.
-5, Green Bay covering.
I got 4.5 on that one, Uncle Steve.
Oh, well, we'll give that hook once again, man. It's like Christmas in October. All right, I got you down.
I bet it's not 4.5 Sunday morning.
I bet it's not.
No, I bet it jumps to about 6-7.
yeah. It might get 7 just to get some suckers, but I could see 6 for sure. 6.5 just to toy with it. Like, oh, that's an easy number. And then all of a sudden we'll play that money line the other way.
No, we won't.
No, we won't. I agree. That's a bit of a stretch. All right. I'm going to end the week on the Bucks and Panthers, and Bucks are a 10.5 point favorite, and the Panthers suck. They suck at football. They suck against the spread. Only the worst team in the NFL against the spread. They're playing for who knows what quarterback, because of course it will be the year that there's not just the greatest number one pick overall, and we'll even screw that up. Yeah, sure. I don't.
The issue is they can't really afford one. Means they got to pay $40 million for a head coach that doesn't coach.
Yeah, that. And still paying Teddy Bridgewater, I think. And they're still paying Cam, probably. Yeah, it's a disaster. So Bucks covering that spread easily because my Panthers are horrible. All right. Anything else from you, web developer? Thank you again. I know I give you a lot of stuff, but You do a good job on that site. Once again, steamingpileofpicks.com. Anything else to end the night?
That's all. Yes.
Absolutely, brother. How about you, Uncle Steve?
Nope, just getting ready to pack.
Get your stuff packed.
Big weekend.
Big weekend is right. All right, so give us a follow on Twitter, at Pile Picks. We give some Saturday late afternoon latte leans, tequila takes. Uncle Steve drinks a lot of Busch Light during the day. I drink a lot of tequila during the day, and we give some picks in the late afternoon on the games. We'll be sitting at some casino, some sports book in Vegas watching those. So even web developer will have a couple of afternoon picks on Saturday afternoon. So do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Pile Picks. Tell your friends about the podcast. Give it a listen. If you don't, if you're too stupid to subscribe to us, just go to the website. Otherwise, thank you for listening. As they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But as they say in the real world, if you're walking around and you step in it, if it looks like it and smells like it, it's probably it. Good night and good luck.